This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag, your one-stop shop. Refer a new customer to Premier Ag, and both you and that new customer get 10% off at Premier Ag Paso Robles.
98.1 KJ with Tom and Becky in the Morning.
Me and Becky didn't waste no time with 0 to 65 one night.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama.
And Becky's at the bar buying us all another round.
Becky broke my heart.
It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week.
Smell of Becky's coffee rolled me out of bed this morning.
Wake up, Becky.
Tommy's love was Becky.
Becky, look at her butt.
You better call Becky with the good hair.
Dunkin' Donuts says they're bringing back pumpkin spice long before summer ends. The chain announced that their fall menu will premiere nationwide next week, featuring pumpkin spice donuts, pumpkin flavored coffees, pumpkin spice muffins, and pumpkin K-cups. I know you're not a pumpkin spice fan, but it does signify, hey, fall.
Yes.
And I know you're excited
so
about
excited
that.
For fall.
I know you're excited about that. And if all things go right this year, you won't accidentally kill fall.
That was 2 years ago.
That's true. I know.
So
that's
we were
true.
Good last year.
Speaking of new items on the menu, Chick-fil-A says they are putting mac and cheese on the menu nationwide. It has now been added as an option with any lunch, dinner, kids' meal, or catering order. It is the first side added to the chain's permanent menu since 2016. It's probably a good side to add.
Remember how I had never been to Chick-fil-A except for the one at Cal Poly? And every
yes.
time I was going to go, it was like on a Sunday.
Yes.
I went yesterday.
Wait.
We went to Chick-fil-A.
Wait.
I was like, it is Monday. We are not coming through on a Sunday. We were like, let's eat in Santa Barbara.
Yes. Yes.
And then I was like, no, let's wait.
Did you wait till Santa Maria?
Yes. Like, let's wait for Chick-fil-A in Santa Maria.
What did you get?
A spicy chicken sandwich.
Okay. All right. I know.
Hello.
Right. So again, I'm telling you, my evolution with Chick-fil-A was first the original chicken sandwich. That's what I'm going to get. That's the first item on your menu.
Yeah.
It's number one. I'm going to get that the first time. Everybody talking about Chick-fil-A like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I didn't really, okay.
That was me yesterday, man.
Then my son-in-law's, hey, no, you got to get the spicy chicken sandwich.
I did that.
So I got the spicy chicken. I'm still like, okay. Still not wowed by it. I'm like, okay, you know my rule in life, third time's a charm or three strikes and you're out. I try Chick-fil-A one more time. And I go like my grandson Joshua and I get the chicken nuggets. Oh.
No.
The chicken nuggets.
I had
were
the chicken
so
nuggets
good.
Yesterday too. And
oh,
I gotta tell you.
I love them.
And maybe it's because my kids were like snacking all morning, you know, and I just weren't really that hungry.
Yeah.
And they are like chicken nugget connoisseurs.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Nothing for them beats Habit chicken nuggets
okay.
at all.
All right. I see you.
Got
working.
Chicken nuggets yesterday?
Yeah.
Didn't love them.
Ugh.
And then I had them. I'm like, no, I don't love these.
Which sauce did you use?
We didn't use any sauce.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a rookie move right there. You'd get the original Chick-fil-A sauce. It's the best. I mean, they have 12.
I'll try it again.
Try the chicken nuggets. Try
with
the sauces.
I'm not saying I didn't love the chicken sandwich. I thought it was good. It was really good.
All right.
But, meh.
Okay.
And I totally felt like such a redneck driving down the road and my styrofoam Chick-fil-A cup drinking this, right?
Yes.
Like, yes, I feel like I'm in Kentucky right now.
My head a lot of money, but I'm still a redneck. You know, I've always been a redneck. That ain't never going to change.
That's
and then
so
I ripped
good.
The lid off that sucker and all those little small circle ice things. I'm like,
wait, you
this
were,
ice.
Yeah, you were driving?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
The only thing would have been better if Jeff had been driving and you had scooted over to the middle.
Styrofoam, yelling at my kids in the backseat.
Yes. Anyway. All right. And then finally this morning, speaking of food, Olive Garden is offering a lifetime pasta pass. But listen, it's only to 50 people. Now, this is what's going to happen. On August 15th, which is what day? Thursday at 11 o'clock our time. Okay. The original never-ending pasta passes will go on sale at pastapass.com. And they'll cost you $100 plus tax. And they're only going to go on sale for 30 minutes or until they're sold out. And this pasta pass gives you unlimited pasta, the soup, the breadsticks, the salad, but for 9 weeks, for about 2 months. It's $100 for about 2 months. It goes on sale Thursday at 11 o'clock our time, pastapass.com. However, the first 50 people that complete their transactions will be offered the opportunity to opt in for a lifetime pasta pass for $400 more.
No.
So that means it's $500. $500, Becky. Lifetime supply.
I guess it's not crazy, but
pasta, salad, breadsticks, soup. $500. Would you do that? That's our jug poll of the day.
I don't think I would
go
to Olive Garden enough. And then I would have to do it for my whole family. So now we're looking at, what, $2,000? Because I'm not going to go by myself and just gorge on pasta.
I know you. You'd be like, hey, don't order anything, Oliver. Let me give you some of my soup. Let me give you a little bit
of
my salad.
That's not true. That's you.
No. One, that's the jug poll for $500. Would you buy, if you could buy, the lifetime pasta, soup, breadsticks, salad? I mean, if you figure it's $10 every time you go, that means you got to go, what, 50 times?
Yeah. I was looking at this when I first read it.
Once
I'm like,
a month
is this another plan for me for retirement and I'll sell this to someone?
Right.
I don't think it works that way.
Right. I don't think so either. I think it would be financially worth it. I think you just end up going to Olive Garden more. And I mean, if you just got, you know, water or something, you could cheap out, you know, if you didn't get drinks and stuff. But I think financially makes sense. It's going to bring you into Olive Garden 50 more times in your life, basically, right? And you're right. If you go in, you get your free deal, you're set, but then your family, you have to buy food. So, I mean, it's very smart marketing. I think it's a good value. I think...
I don't know. I don't see myself doing it.
It is $500 out of your pocket today. You know what I mean?
I don't think I would go enough.
But that's the thing. What if you were like, hey, no. I got an Olive Garden right down the street, man. I'm going there every day for lunch.
No, still no.
Still a no. If I live close to an Olive Garden, I might do that.
You live close enough to one.
I guess.
I don't think you would do it.
Can I give it to my mom?
See, that's the thing.
She loves that pasta fusilli soup or whatever that thing is, man. She loves that soup. She gets two bowls of that every time we go, every time she goes. Anyway, that's our jug poll of the day today. Would you pay $500 for a lifetime pasta, soup, salad, and breadsticks at Olive Garden? Jug poll of the day today brought to you by Farm Supply.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for anything you might need in the arena. From team ropes and calf ropes to calf strings and goat strings, they have it all. From brands like Cactus, Fastback, Lone Star, and Willard.